of Larry Razavi and his Autotone Checks, wrapping up there with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 523 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We are at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 54 degrees with sunshine here in Central Minnesota. And we have our guest on the line, and we're going to go to the phone line right now. Say good morning to Miss Doris Hall. Doris, how are you doing?
Oh, very good. Good morning, everyone.
Yes. And where are we speaking to you? Where do you make home?
I'm in Walker this morning.
Walker, Minnesota. All right. And what's the weather like up in Walker this morning?
It's nice out, sunny, and windy.
Yeah, windy as well.
Windy, but always beautiful to be up here by Leech Lake.
Okay. And is that where you make home these days, Doris?
Yes. During on weekends, we're in Walker, and my husband and I teach in Black Duck as well. So
okay.
We spend time in both locations.
Okay. But born and raised here in Central Minnesota, huh?
Yes. I grew up on a farm between Bullis and Holding Ford. My parents, Herbie and Darlene Salitris, that's where the farm is located. My brother still farms there. His name is David.
Okay, very good. Well, I suppose you went to Bullis, or what school system did you go through?
I graduated from Holding Ford.
Holding Ford. Okay, and you are one of how many kids?
We are six of us.
Okay.
And I have three sisters, two brothers.
Okay. Where do you rank, in the middle, or are you the oldest?
Yeah, I'm in the middle. Janet's the oldest. Joyce, second oldest, me, and then Joanne, and then Dwayne and David.
Okay, very good.
My brother's the youngest.
Okay. And so along the way, you picked up a music habit. Did you take music in school, or did this come from the family, or how did this come about?
Well, I grew up in a musical family. My dad always played saxophone.
Mm-hmm.
He was involved with the Stan Brenny Band, Bob Brenny Band, and he always looked forward to going to band gigs on weekends. And he'd go, you know, and play on weekends, and I always heard music in the house as well. So That's how I got started. I played guitar. I started guitar lessons in third grade, trumpet in about fourth or fifth grade. I think it was fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing music. Music is a part of my life. I still teach music lessons today in Black Duck and in Walker.
Okay. Well, you guys formed a band back in the days, and it was called Salitros Riding Rainbow, huh?
Yes, we played for about 7 years, and we played all over, within, I would say, a 30-mile radius of, you know, the Bullis Holding Ford area.
Sure, sure.
For weddings, anniversaries, mainly weddings and anniversary celebrations, and often in the Bullis area.
Okay. And along the way, you recorded an album, and that's pretty neat. There's a lot of bands that played, but not everybody recorded. You guys did. And how did that go?
We enjoyed we knew it was very important to do music, and so we did put together an album as we were all kind of venturing our own ways as we got into our early to mid-20s, and it was hard to keep playing, so we wanted, it's called Memories, of our special songs together. Some of them we did with my dad, and he was also on the album. Some that he played with us, 7 Days Without You, on the album, and also Little Fisherman's Waltz.
Okay, very good.
We also had another band member, too. Dean Sawato was in the band, too. He played drums.
Okay, very good. So I'm looking at the cover of the album right now, and very, very nicely done. All of you girls are in colored vests, sweater vests type of things. And can you name them off by heart? Do you know who? First one on the left would be in the blue sweater playing guitar.
That is me with the bass guitar.
Oh, that's you with the bass guitar. Okay.
Yes. My sister Joyce, saxophone.
Okay.
My sister Janet played concertina.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, she started playing concertina with Betty Wolf out of St. Joe.
Yeah.
And I remember going to events when I was young where they'd perform, and that kind of was an influence on me, seeing her perform on stage and as they were learning to perform in front of a group. It just seemed fun to do. And my other sister, too, Joanne, played guitar, mm-hmm. and she played drums sometimes in the band as well.
Okay. Very nice. Well, big thrill to make a recording like that, and it's a good recording. And, of course, we had albums here back in the day up until 2009, and a good friend, Father Dockendorf, came across this album and brought it to me and said, "Si, you got to listen to this. These girls are really good." And so I did, and that's what propelled us to give you a call and get you on the radio show. So nice, nice memories. As you look back, well, first of all, I should probably follow through a little more. So all of you got married, and that was what kind of culminated the band then?
Our careers, we went into our careers. All of us had different places we were going. I actually moved out of state. I ended up being in a career of radio.
Oh, you did?
For several years, too. I took a job in North Dakota. In Minot. Then after that, I worked in California for a few years, moved back to Minnesota. Yes, a lot of us we married, had families. I have three sons. They are definitely in music as well. They taught music lessons with me in St. Cloud for a number of years. They're all grown up. They have their two are married, my sons, and have families of their own now. But all enjoy music today, and I would say my sisters, too. They all enjoy going to concerts, music, and my oldest sister, Janet, she actually taught music in the Watertown School District, and she's retired now, but she definitely influenced many with her, music.
Sure, sure.
Ability.
Okay. Do you know what year you recorded the album?
That's a good question. I would say somewhere in the early
80s. That's what I was guessing. I looked on the album itself, and I think it's marked in there. It's on the press. It says 81. So I'm guessing that it was maybe 81.
Sounds about right.
Okay.
And it was recorded at Sunstone Studio in St. Cloud.
Okay. Now, your dad was very instrumental in you guys getting started. When did Herb pass away?
In 2006.
2006, okay. Yeah, I didn't know him personally, but I knew he played with Stan Brenny, and I knew Bob Brenny very well, and Bob had spoke highly of Herb as well. So a lot of those guys all knew each other back in the days, huh?
Yes, and if not playing in the band, my mom and dad every weekend would go out to see other bands. I mean, it's just fun. I remember them, music was what moved him. And my mom, they loved going out and meeting others, just having fun, dancing, and two waltzes and polkas.
Well, I know your mom, Darlene, is still living and well. She calls in frequently for different things to the station here. I've talked to her on numerous occasions, and very nice lady. I've not met her in person, but very nice to talk to, and I'm sure you guys are still checking in on her all the time, too.
I was just out there the other week, yes. I visit her often, and she has you tuned in.
Okay.
When I come to visit.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is great. Okay. Talk about some of the places that you played. Did you get into any of the ballrooms in Richmond, Cold Spring, St. Cloud, any of those ballrooms in those years?
We played in St. Anna.
St. Anna.
Ballroom there.
Okay. Pelican Lake Ballroom, yeah.
Yep, we played there for several weddings, anniversaries. Pig Roast, we played Bullis at Holding Ford. Those are the ones I remember the most, but we did travel out further.
Okay. Well. And how did you go about booking? Did you take care of that, or mom and dad do that, or how did you get your jobs?
Well, I remember driving around initially, but once we got going, you know, the calls would come in.
Okay.
We were involved with our church as well, playing in the choir, and so sometimes we would actually get hired to do like the ceremony at the church, followed by going to entertain, you know, with a concertina and old time music. Following that,
okay. And you mentioned that Janet took concertina lessons with Betty Wolf. Did you guys have music written? Did you write it yourself, or did you just play by ear, or how did that work for you guys?
We didn't write our own music, and we played music that we learned from my dad.
He
influenced us quite a bit that way. But Janet picked up a lot of music from taking the music lessons, and then she in turn taught us, so we learned to play along with her.
Oh, okay.
But today, my son, he's really good at, he's a very good musician, and he plays keyboard, and he's able to, he writes a lot of his own music.
Okay. And did you say he's playing as well? Polka music, or what type of music does he play?
They play a variety of cover music right now. He did original music with one band. It was called Panda Lion, another band he plays with. It's Cactus Hat. They play in a couple weeks in the Twin Cities at Glick's. And he currently is a teacher in Purim. And there he's not teaching music there, but he definitely is involved with music. You know, with band members, he has been for a variety of years.
Okay, very good. Well, Doris, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. It's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back to you and close out the show, if that's okay.
Sounds good.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meat and award-winning sausages. October is Pork Month at the St. Joe Meat Market, with great buys on all pork items, including pork chops, pork steak, pork roast, country and Yankee ribs, spare ribs, side pork, home-rendered lard, ham, bacon, sausage, and the list goes on. Yes, you'll find it all at the St. Joe Meat Market. Pork, the other white meat, always at the right price and so juicy and flavorful. The brat of the week this week is our cooked horseradish brat, one of my favorites. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market this week and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. Hosting and cooking at the brat sale on Friday and Saturday out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market will be the St. Joe Men's Lions. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee while supporting a great organization. For more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Again, that's the St. Joe Meat Market, and we thank you for your patronage. Doris, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. We put up a nice package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we send that out to you. Priority mail. Hope that you get it and enjoy it with your family and friends around you in good health. How does that sound for you?
Oh, wonderful. I appreciate that.
Well, good. We appreciate you taking time out to be a guest with us today. Looking back, Doris, at the past, wasn't it a wonderful way to grow up back in the days when there were dances in almost every town, things to do for the young people to go out, so on? How did you find it?
I really appreciate the opportunities my parents provided me by, buying me an instrument, not just me, but my sisters and brothers. We were busy on the farm, but they made sure that we all got instruments, and through that, I got to be, you know, part of a variety of musical groups, and also my family members as well, the concert band, marching band, jazz band, our own band. And I think today just playing, you know, music independently, being able to relax with music, enjoying the music of others. My dad not only enjoyed playing sax, he enjoyed, you know, meeting family, relatives, and going out with my mom, dancing to see other bands play.
You
they were,
bet.
Always on the go to do that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I also enjoyed, you know, visiting, you know, with others after we play, just catching up with everybody and spending time with my sisters.
Yep. Yep.
You know, practicing, preparing for events, and then being ready to entertain the crowds or groups of people that came to see us.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciated all of that.
Absolutely.
And I guess one last note I'd like to say, we grew up with polka music, you know, listening to radio all the time. My dad, as we were milking cows, had Chasm on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so and while we were milking cows, we all helped out in the barn as well. And my mom, as you mentioned earlier, you know, she listens on a regular basis.
Sure. Yeah, that is great. Do you remember any of the other bands that were playing at the same time that you guys were, that you sort of were competing for with for jobs or any of that? Could you mention, I mean, like Bob Brenny or the Stan Brenny or the Jolly Fisherman, or who were some of the bands that you remember playing at the same time that you guys were?
Well, there were, you know, a variety of bands in the area that we attended, but it was, you know, decades ago. So right at the top of my head, I mean, those are the big bands I knew that Bob Brenny, that my dad was in that we went to listen to.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. As you look back over it, is there anything that you would change or do different if you had a second opportunity to go back through it again? Would have you played longer or different, or what were your thoughts?
I would, I wouldn't change a thing. I thought, you know, I really enjoyed learning trumpet, being able to play guitar. With being able to do that,
mm-hmm.
I am able to enjoy music today. Where just this past week, I taught students both in Walker yesterday and earlier this week in Black Duck.
Oh, good.
And without my parents buying me instruments, and I would not have the opportunities I have today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Given me and my siblings a variety of opportunities.
Very, very good. Well, we've come to just about that point of the show where we're going to let you run, and I had forewarned you that I usually ask every guest about this time if there's a special memory, anything that they'd care to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. What do you have for us today, Doris?
My memory is just, like I said, hearing the music within the household, being able to spend time with my sisters in the garage, you know, practicing the music and preparing to go out and play.
Mm-hmm.
Those were very special moments for me.
Well, good. That's awesome. Well, Doris, we're going to let you go, and we want to take this opportunity to thank you for taking time out and joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I always invite every guest that if the good Lord is willing, you and I are here down the road sometime. We might do this again sometime. How is that for you?
Sounds great. I appreciate talking to you. Have a good day.
All righty. And with that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. And yes, have a great day. Thank you, Doris. And
thank you.
There she goes. Doris Solitros Hall, our 523rd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Solitros Riding Rainbow. And that'll be coming your way in just a moment. Thank you. And Larry Razavi wrapping up right there, our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 523rd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And Doris Hall, our 523rd guest, and what a nice guest she was. So interesting to hear all about days gone by and the success that they had with playing music here in central Minnesota. We're going to feature music now by the Solitros Riding Rainbow Band, and we're going to start things out with a nice polka tune, one called the Lapland Polka. And that was the Solitros Riding Rainbow Band. Yes, the Lapland Polka. Just got a call from one of our listeners telling me that at the museum in Hollingford, there's a nice display of Solitros Riding Rainbow. They have music on display, of course, their album on display. And so have to make a trip over to Hollingford one of these days and check that out as well. Music continues with Solitros Riding Rainbow. And it's one called the Hunter's Waltz.
Thank you.
The Solitros Riding Rainbow Band there with one called the Hunter's Waltz. Takes us to 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. 55 degrees here in central Minnesota in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport. And Jeannie B texting me information once again for our ad this week. And she says, happy fall from Jeannie B's Tours. And this week, Wednesday, is the last call for remaining seats on the November 17th through the 22nd Music, Mountains, and Mistletoe trip to Branson, the Branson Christmas. This festive tour includes 5 nights lodging, Trobex Deluxe Motor Coach, Experienced Branson Guide, 6 shows, including the Hughes Family, Christmas, Presley's, Clay Cooper Country, Christmas Hay Goods, Holiday Spectacular, Hits of the 60s and 50s, Christmas, and Christmas Wonderland, plus sightseeing of the Branson Hidden Gems, an optional evening at the Amistar Riverboat Casino in Kansas City on night one, a holiday farewell party with Christmas presents, prizes, entertainment on the coach, holiday goodies, and door prizes. To get in on all of this excitement, give Jeannie a call, 320-345-1581. Call soon for details and reserve your seats. Holiday vacations with Jeannie B include December 14th and the 18th. White Christmas at the Chanhassen. Jeannie B's tours will take you to Le Musique Theater in St. Michael for 3 different Christmas shows. See the Elvis Country Christmas November 24th at the Grand Ole Country Christmas on November 25th and the Roca Roles Christmas show on December 16th. Jeannie B's Tours is taking reservations for all 2025 extended flyout tours that include Alaska, Germany, Ireland, New England, Scandinavian countries, and the Canadian Rockies. Again, call 320-345-1581 for a meeting with a representative from Jeannie B's Tours for all tour details. Remember, seeing is believing, and that is Jeannie's favorite saying. You bet. And fun traveling organization to travel with. You bet. Jeannie keeps things really exciting, really moving. You will enjoy yourself when you travel with Jeannie B's Tours. So once again, the phone number, 320-345-1581. Give her a call. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 16 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 55, our temperature here in Albany. More music with the Solitros Riding Rainbow Band. This one called Let the Sunshine In Polka. Let the Sunshine In Polka, the Solitros Riding Rainbow Band. Yes, from back in the days, grew up in the Bolas, Minnesota area, and played in that central Minnesota area, 25-30 mile radius. So back in the 80s, you bet. Here's a nice waltz tune, German, Du du liegst mir im Herzen. Du du liegst mir im Herzen. That is the Solitroses' Riding Rainbow band from back in the early 80s. You bet. Nice recording there. Great to have them back in the system. Yes, we had albums back in the days with Cliff and Clyde. And of course, when we remodeled back in 2009, all the albums went away. And so any of those albums that were played back in those days, you could call in and hear that music. Well, that's not available anymore, but now the Solitros Riding Rainbow band is available. Got them back in the system today, and yeah, you'll be able to call in and request music by them. 23 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 55 our temperature here in Albany. More music on the way with the Solitros Riding Rainbow band. In Heaven There Is No Beer. Solitros Riding Rainbow, yes, In Heaven There Is No Beer Polka. Takes us to 24 minutes past the hour of 12 noon in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers. Kevin's located out there 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Now, the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower, and it helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, always with a nice inventory of brand-new Hustlers on hand. Stop on by. Give him a call first and make sure he's there. But stop on by and see the old milk house that he had. He's got that all refurbished, and it's a beautiful showroom now. And he's got a nice array of those Hustlers all displayed in there. And you pick out the one that you are interested in. He'll pop the overhead door out on open, and you'll be able to cruise on out, and you can cut lawn there, try it out. Heck, he doesn't mind if you cut his whole lawn. You can certainly give it a good try and see what you think of those brand-new Hustlers. Now, of course, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, so maybe you've got a mower on hand that's still working, but it maybe needs some attention. Maybe it needs new belts or hoses. Maybe it needs the blades sharpened. Maybe change your oil, the lubricants. He can do that all for you. Kevin also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. As always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Now, also, Kevin has taken on the Ego brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment line. So he has handheld blowers, backpack blowers, chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more. And they're all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Give Kevin a call. You bet, 320-363-7459. And he will show you all the ins and outs of all of this battery-powered equipment. I've bought a package from him. So I've got a handheld blower, or a handheld weed trimmer is what I would call it. It's also got an edger that came with it. It's got a chainsaw or a pole saw to it, and one other piece. And it really, really works wonderful, I'll tell you. We've had to bury some power lines, and just like the cable TV line was laying on top of the ground, so we marked off the area in a straight line, took that edger, and it made a nice furrow about 3 inches deep, laid that wire in there, that cable, and then pushed the dirt back over the top, packed it down. Boy, it works so good. And I use the weed trimmer all the time when I cut the lawn to do the trimming. That works very, very well. I can nearly get my whole yard trimmed on one charge of the battery, that 56-volt lithium battery. So check that out at Kevin's as well. Again, his phone number, 320-363-7459. And just a little hint, you'll want to give him a call before you go out there, because he's like a one-armed bandit. He does it all. First of all, he sells all the equipment. Then he services all the equipment. And he puts in the family farm besides. So if there's nobody there, he might just jump in the tractor and go combine some beans or start picking some corn or whatever he needs to do on the farm. So you'll want to make sure that he's there, and he wants to be there when you come to show you all the ins and outs of those Hustlers. So again, give Kevin a call first, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, yes, he brings us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 27 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 55 our temperature here in Albany. Back to the music of Salitros Riding Rainbow and a nice polka tune, one called No Beer Today. Sletros Riding Rainbow, No Beer Today Polka. 29 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 55 degrees here in central Minnesota. Nice waltz tune coming your way. Johnny's Tune in Waltz. Sletros Riding Rainbow band, one called Johnny's Tune and Waltz. 27 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading at 55 degrees here in central Minnesota. Time for just a couple more selections off of their recording. Here's the 7 Days Without You Polka. Sletros Riding Rainbow band and one called the 7 Days Without You Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. Going to do that with a nice waltz tune here. The Sletros Riding Rainbow band and one called the Blue Skirt Waltz. Thank you. And there you have it, the Salitros Riding Rainbow Band back in the 80s. Their nice recording there. One called the Blue Skirt Waltz. Yes, 16 numbers on that album. And we didn't get a chance to hear them all. But yeah, they're in the system. So as you call in for requests, you can sure request music by Salitros's Riding Rainbow. 22 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Temperature reading of 55 degrees here in central Minnesota.